Hello, it's Friday, the 23rd of August in the year of our Lord 2024. We're back with another weekly news roundup. We've got the wonderful Kat with us tonight. Hello, my darling. Thank you for a lovely couple of days. We went away, didn't we? We had a spa
Oh, we
break.
did. Oh, it was lovely, wasn't it? It feels like a lifetime ago now, though, and it was only like 5 days ago. It was really lovely, wasn't it, though?
It was
Brilliant.
great. It was
Beautiful food,
great.
beautiful company, and just a really lovely, relaxed couple of
Chilled.
days.
Exactly. And we've got Christy from Cardiff. Hello, love.
Hello, hi everyone.
I know you've got a big story. You've got probably the biggest story tonight. We'll get back to you shortly, Christy, with yours. I'm going to go first. But Christine, the
Okay.
hip hop guru.
Hey. Yeah, in the house.
In the house. We've got a little bit of a. Diddy's been in the news again. Obviously, he's got all of his court cases in the news every day, but 50 Cent made an observation of a court case, but Christine's going to get into that. I'm going to start because I've got to shoot off and Kat's going to take over the reins. I just went on to the World Economic Forum earlier. Don't know what made me do it. I just thought, I wonder what they're up to. So an article, and this was back at the end of July. The top 10 emerging technologies of 2024. So I'm just going to run down them. And we're really going to go, I'm going to come back because we're going to have a little dive into number 10 on the list. Gene edited organs for transplants. That's number 10, and we will come back to that. Number 9, alternative livestock feeds for sustainability. And they're saying new feed can be sourced from insects and food waste and can be the sustainable solution as demand for protein in animal agriculture. So they're going to, yeah. They're going to feed the cows and the sheep insects and all the stuff that we chuck out in our little kitchen caddies. Number 8, microorganisms engineered to capture greenhouse gases. I mean, shut up. I wonder how many billions of pounds is going into this frigging nonsense. I'm not even going to bother reading it because it's a whole load of that's just nonsense. Elastocaloric heat pumps to reduce energy required for heating and cooling. What? Guaranteed they're probably made in China. Number 6, immersive technology for the construction industry. And that goes on about using the headsets, the virtual reality headsets, and the metaverse. Don't know what anyone thinks about building houses on the metaverse. And that's how we're going to be construct, how construction's going to move on. Any
How does that even
thoughts on that?
work? How does that even work? Like, how would you
Yes.
build a house with I don't get it.
Apparently, it makes up the construction industry makes 37% of global emissions, according to the United Nations. Okay.
Oh,
So they
okay.
want to immerse technology such as metaverse. Designers and construction workers can use immersive reality tools to test for potential challenges before starting the building process. Oh, just doing, don't they? They've done all right for all these years, haven't they?
Well, this is why they've pushed all the climate change crap, though, isn't it? So that they can implement these things on the other side, the UN and the Trilateral Commission, the Bilderberg, the Committee of 300. All of these people, have spent trillions and trillions implementing this over a period of time. It's scary, isn't it, though?
Well, let me just go through this. I'm not going to read in what these are. Integrating sensing and communication technologies. Device congestion, spectrum inefficiency, and financial loss is what's causing problems for today. And I think the WEF just what oh, they want to use reusing, recycling, and repurposing all devices. That's what they want to do. High altitude platform stations. These are those big balloons. This is one of the emerging reconfigurable intelligent surfaces. So listen to this. They're called RIS, and they can turn walls and other surfaces into intelligent components for wireless communication and are made up of metamaterials, algorithms, and advanced signal processing. It can adjust configurations based on real-time demand. These platforms allow for efficient use of resources and energy in wireless networks. Huawei, Intel, Samsung are investing into RIS as a sign that will be an important part of telecommunications in the future. So basically, you can just touch the wall and ask it a question. That's
insane.
Isn't it? Now more privacy technology stuff. And AI for scientific discovery. So they're going into DeepMind, AlphaFold, looking at protein structures for scientists to go into batteries or to go into vaccines, finding new antibiotics used by using AI. So those are the rundowns, but I want to go back to the very first one. Gene edited organs for transplants. So these are organs that have been modified using techniques like CRISPR to make them more suitable for transplantation. Scientists can alter genes in these organs to reduce the risk of rejection by the recipient's immune system, potentially making transplants safer and more accessible. The technology is still in development, but shows promise in addressing the shortage of compatible organs for patients in need. Gene editing could also be used to create organs that are resistant to disease or to produce organs from animal donors that are more compatible with humans. So CRISPR, clustered, regularly interspaced, short, palindromic repeats. Okay.
Is it CRISP R? So the word crisp with an R on the end. That's what was in the book. That was in that book. Oh, this isn't really, I don't like this.
Wow. That's bizarre because I had no idea of that. God's pointing us to something. Neither did
I until I read that book the other day.
No, I'd never heard it. So let me read on. Apparently, it's a powerful gene editing technology that allows scientists to precisely alter DNA within living organisms. It works by using an enzyme called Cas9, guided by a small RNA molecule to cut the DNA at a specific location. Once the DNA is cut, scientists can add, remove, or modify genetic material at that spot. CRISPR have revolutionized genetics, offering potential treatments for genetic disorders, advancements in agriculture, and even the possibility of eradicating certain diseases. What say you, chaps?
Vaccines, that's what they're going to use. In this book, look, they've connected it to vaccines, which would make perfect sense. There's a way to get it into you.
Do you want to tell the listeners what book you're listening to? What book you're reading at the moment, because they won't know.
Yeah, it's by an author called J.L. Fuller, and it's called Romans 13 and COVID-19. So it's basically scripture, but it's about COVID-19. It's scripture about obviously not obeying your government when they're doing wrong, but it's about COVID-19, and it's got that. That's the first time I'd ever seen that CRISP R. And that's mad now, because obviously this book was written in 2021, at the end of 2021. And you've come across this article, and it's when you said that CRISP R, and that's the first time I'd ever seen it, was in this book that I was reading the other day. So that's quite wild. But they're obviously the people, and they're talking about them, you know, gene editing, DNA, and, you know, all this sorts of stuff, which we kind of knew, you know, we knew... roughly what was going on with an mRNA vaccine, because obviously it's not the same as all the other vaccines. So we knew it was definitely doing something to our DNA. But this CRISPR company,
we have to have a look in. We might, I might do a deep dive in there, because I haven't gone into a deep dive on a company before.
No, me neither. It was only like just what I just sort of in this book.
I do like a deep dive. I sometimes get a bit lost down the rabbit holes. So listen, I have to shoot off. Kat's going to take the reins now. libertytactics.co.uk. If you would like to buy us a coffee, we would very, very much appreciate it. We're going to start a fundraiser to get Liberty Tactics to America to report on the ground at the inauguration. Don't know how we're going to sort all this out. Is we're going to set up a give, send, go, I think, but watch this space and let us know your thoughts on our little plan. Thanks, chaps. I'll leave the ball with you, Kat, and I'll see you later.
Take it easy, girl. We'll catch you later, love. Right. So, hiya, guys. I'll take over from here on in and be your new host. So, yeah, that was quite scary what Lou said. Quite mad that I was reading that book the other day and came across the exact same information.
But, that's amazing.
You know, isn't it?
I think
she said CRISPR, I thought, hang on, I recognise that name. So what do you think? What do you think, Christine? We'll go with you first and then we'll ask Christy.
Sorry, me first. It's the first time I've heard of any of it. And so I am still trying to process. It's just overwhelming. You start thinking about, you know, we kind of look at these people like they're idiots, because they are. However, they have some really demented ideas and things that we as human beings would never come into our mind to do such a thing. Right. And so that's how you know you're dealing with demons. It's demonic. I mean, it is just demonic.
Have to remember, folks, as well, that this is something that's been going on such a long time. This is like 100 years or more plan. You know, these people, yeah, Christine, you're right, they're idiots, but they're very clever idiots. Do you know what I mean? If that even makes sense, I don't know, but they're very, you know, they know
somehow.
What they're doing. Yeah, it does somehow, but they know what they're doing. They're extremely sinister, and you know, they've come quite far with this. You know, when I'm thinking about it now, and we look around and we see what's kind of going down, even with, you know, the digital currency and all that sort of stuff, and you know, China have had it since 2020, you think, at first you just think, oh, you know, even though it shocks you, you just think, they won't be able to do it, they won't do it. But then when you do see it sort of being implemented around the place, you just think, you know, they've got to know it's going to depend on people really sort of understanding what the enemy is here and who the enemy is and what to do about it, I think. But what do you think, Christy? What do you reckon on this, love?
Well, I haven't really heard much about that, so I'd love to see the article that Lou found. I've heard that they are changing some DNA with jabs, but don't know exactly, but I have heard that a few times, and I'm wondering if it's all connected. They seem to be wanting to change humans, don't they?
Definitely. Like transhumanism.
Yeah, I think they are, you know, and there's got to be, you know, things in these jabs that are changing people's, like, do you think, like, their genetics?
Yeah, but I got to be honest. I know it's a bit of a scary thing to think, you know, especially for those people out there who may have had the jab or whatever, but it's doing something. There's no doubt in my mind, you know, they've had this technology for a long time. The things that they are capable of, you know, even when we just go back, changing the subject slightly, but, you know, when we go back to the cloning of Dolly the sheep, I mean, when was that? That was like the 80s, was it? 70s, 80s?
Yeah, that was in the 80s, right?
See, that's 40 years ago.
Here's the bigger picture. I'm a big picture girl, not a detail girl, but sorry to interject again. But at the core of this, when I hear this, I instantly understand that it is demonic activity, because they can't make clones fast enough to house these demons, and they want their control back. So if they can turn us all into their conductors and turn God off to us and then communicate with us as though they are God, that is the goal. That is the goal. And they would like us not to know a thing about it and just be able to do it without any fussing and complaining and without any spiritual warfare.
Yeah, absolutely.
Not gonna happen. Yeah.
When you said they wanted us to be quiet about it, I think. Because in that book as well, I was reading, and I've seen this before in other literature I've read over the years and whatever, and it was like the Rockefellers thanking one of their trilateral commission meetings back in the 1990s, I think, where it was either Henry Kissinger or David Rock, I think it was David Rockefeller, had thanked the press for, you know, their helping hand in the past four decades. So that would have been back to the 50s then, where, you know, saying without their sort of, you know, without them being quiet about it, then they wouldn't have been able to come this far with the New World Order type of thing, you know. So they did want it without any fuss, and they did get away with it for quite a while. I would say definitely pre-internet, because we didn't have the information available to us. Do you know what I mean? The only thing we had then was what we were told, you know, via the TV or newspapers, or, you know, there wasn't that. There would have been people who knew what was going on, of course, but not like there is today. Do you know what I mean? So they wouldn't have had any interjections if they not brought the internet out. So it's kind of bit them on the bum a little bit type of thing, just purely because it woke people up to understand and be able to share this information of these people and these, you know, these secret societies. They do exist. Do you know what I mean? People think they're a conspiracy. Well, they are a conspiracy, because the definition of conspiracy is two or more people plotting to do harm against other people. You know, conspiracy doesn't mean it's a lie. I think it was obviously because of the JFK assassination, it was, you know, sort of weaponized, that term, by the CIA to discredit anyone. But that's what a conspiracy means. The definition of it all is that what two or more people plot against other people to do harm, which is exactly what's been happening for the last 78, well, I say 78 years, a bit longer than that. But you see what I'm saying. It's they wouldn't have been able to do it. They, you know, they weren't dependent on people sort of waking up to this. And thankfully we have, although I just don't know how, you know, we've just got to put our faith in God and know that he's got it. And, but it does, you know, at the same time, it is quite scary. But anyway, we'll move on from Lou. And Christy, I'm going to leave yours to last, because you've got a bit. Go on, Lev.
I'm just going to say, have you ever looked at the Internet of Bodies? How human are you? The internet bodies this year, but are we ready for it? Yeah, you need to read up on that. The internet and bodies, it's all there. They connect the body to an online network through technology that you can wear.
I know what you mean. I didn't know that's what it was. Or otherwise, called, yeah, carry on. Body.
Yeah, so it's just saying you can implant or otherwise link to the human body. So, yeah, so it's called the Internet of Bodies, and how it is changing changing everything.
Crazy.
And it's all crazy. There, so look it up.
I will. Right, okay, we'll go to Christy. I'll leave you to last, because yours, I think you've probably got the biggest story tonight, so we'll end on you, if that's okay. Christine, what have you got for us today, my love?
Okay, I'm going to be short and sweet. I actually was looking into, remember a couple weeks ago we came on air, and as soon as we started the show, there was breaking news of that plane going down, and it was so erratic.
Oh,
and
yeah,
it looked controlled in Brazil, right? Well, do you know how many plane crashes there have been this month? If you actually go research it, Google's going to tell you there have only been two. And if you keep digging, you have to really dig. There have been five.
No way.
Five planes have gone down so far this month. The one in Brazil was carrying eight cancer doctors that were exposing the mRNA in the COVID virus. I'm sure that is just a coincidence. Now, they killed 62 people to take those eight out. Just FYI. That was the Brazil turboprop. In Thailand, a plane went down August 22nd that killed 9 people. In Odessa, Texas, on August 21st, so the day before that one, a plane went down in a mobile home park in Texas, killing 2 people and injuring several on the ground. There was a plane crash in Haneda, Japan, on the runway. Planes collided. I don't think there were any fatalities on that one. But then the next day, August 20th, in Niagara Falls, skydivers jump out of a plane, and then the plane crashes and kills the pilot. What?
When the skydiver jumped out of the plane, the skydiver wasn't in the plane anymore.
There were several skydivers that left the plane. Everybody else left but the pilot. And then the plane goes down.
Wow. So they were consecutive days then, Christine. 19th, 20th,
21st, 22nd. It's been the 19th, 20th, 21st, 22nd, and then that one August 9th. To have 4 planes go down in 4 days and you're not hearing that on the news anywhere, something's up with that. Something is up with that. And so I'm going to leave what I have found in the show notes. I find that very interesting, and I think we need to keep our eyes on the skies.
Yeah, I agree. I agree. We'll have a look, see what happens. I mean, the chances of that, 4 in 4 days.
Yeah.
That's like nigh on impossible, really, isn't it? You know?
It's highly unusual. Very.
And I hadn't heard about any of those either. I heard about the one in Brazil, obviously, because we spoke about it. It happened when we were on air, but I hadn't heard about any.
You've got Thailand, Brazil, Japan, and then 2 right here in the U.S. And that's why I can't believe we haven't heard it, because we've had 2 in the U.S. Normally that would be like, oh my gosh, what's going on? Nothing.
Yeah.
I mean, absolute dead silence on that. Lou also wanted me to bring an update on Diddy quickly.
Okay.
Alfredo Gonzalez apparently tried to sue Diddy for defamation after refusing to traffic minors, he says. But the judge that heard this case, Judge Laura Taylor, just said, this guy has filed multiple frivolous lawsuits against other people, including Biden, and he's basically a nut. It's just, the case is frivolous and lacks standing. It's not going to go anywhere. That's all I've got on that one. So but
that's the thing, when people do that, it damages the whole thing, doesn't it? When you start jumping on to get money.
And he was asking for $666,000.
Wow.
I'm sure again, no coincidence on that. 666.
No. Okay. No.
Yeah. So not that any of this is spiritual, I'm just saying.
Coincidence.
Yeah, that's all I've got on that, guys.
Okie doke. So I've just got 2 small ones. These are just 2 I found earlier, and then we're going to move on to Christy because she's had quite an eventful day today. So the first one, I don't know if you've seen this, but basically these were changes to the way that they're reporting. So changes to the OHID's reporting of excess mortality in England. So it's the Office for Health Improvement and Disparities, right? So the way that they basically record in more excess mortality in England. So in other words, let's just take it straight back to how it is. They're saying there's loads and loads and loads and loads of excess mortality, but we want to cover it up. So we're going to change how we report it and record it. That's basically in a nutshell what it's saying. So instead of doing a rolling 5 years, so you look at previous years, and make a comparison, because obviously we know the vaccine rollout came at the end of 2020, right? So your excess deaths are going to be later than that. They're in 2021, 22, 23, you know, this year. They're obviously carrying on from that. So instead of doing the usual 5-year rollover, they're not. They're doing a monthly rollover. And what they're saying is, what will be noted on the death certificate, it doesn't matter. So if there's myocarditis or blood clots or, you know, cancers or any of that sort of thing, they will go on whatever an underlying health issue was, right? So basically what they're doing is they're cooking the books because there's massive excess mortality rates. And we knew this was going to happen. And by the way, just for anyone who's shocked by this, they have always done this. And I know this from when I've done my research on vaccines and how they used to cut the statistics on there. You know, I've given examples before about how we were at a stage now where people think polio is eradicated because that's the mantra that's been over and over and over and over and over again since the 1970s. And when you look at the statistics, they kind of do look like polio was eradicated because the statistics reflect that. But at the time, what they were doing, when they rolled out the polio vaccine, at that time, aseptic spinal meningitis didn't even exist. It wasn't even a thing, right? So you had no cases of aseptic spinal meningitis and all these cases of polio. So what they were doing, the doctors had to diagnose it differently. So if you had had the polio vaccine, for example, but then you went back to the doctors with polio-like symptoms, because obviously the vaccine didn't work, the doctor then had to diagnose your illness as aseptic spinal meningitis. But if you hadn't had the polio vaccine, it was diagnosed as polio. So as you can imagine, over time, the more and more people got vaccinated against polio, the polio statistics were obviously going down. But then they had this aseptic spinal meningitis statistics that were creeping up. And they far surpassed the polio statistics before the polio shot rollout, right? So they've always done this. We also know another example, the beginning of what happened in COVID. What was happening at the beginning of this just massive scam? Wasn't they on every death certificate just writing COVID on everything, right? Whether or not the person got kicked in the head by a horse, it was going down as COVID. If they had tested positive within like 30 days or whatever, doesn't matter what they died of, they were going down as COVID. So at that time, they were pushing the narrative to show, look how many people have died from COVID. Look, all of these people are dying from COVID, so that they could bring in the therapeutic, which was the vaccine. And then they changed it again. They do it all the time. So it's not a massive shock to me, because I know that they do it. But I just wanted to read that out for anyone who isn't aware. That's what they're doing now. So because of these excess deaths, which are in the hundreds of thousands and probably millions, really, to be honest with you, that's how they've covered them up. They're just recording them differently so that when in the future, when we look back on it, you know, especially our children, they're not going to even realize, because they're looking at statistics which were cooked from the very beginning. So, yeah, I just thought I'd share that with you.
Wow, that's insane. I forgot I have one more quickie, and it's a headline. I'm going to read a headline, and I am so mad about it. Sorry, I was muted. U.S. taxpayers are having to pay $30,000 each to illegal aliens to buy homes.
Wow.
The government has decided they're going to give illegal aliens $30,000 to buy homes from our taxes that we pay. Make sense. Yeah.
Each
one of them gets $30,000. We don't have a way to come up with anything like that for us to buy a house. There's no such plan for any of us.
It's been happening over the earth for ages. It's shocking, isn't it?
It's disgusting. Yes, it is.
This is what we're dealing with, people. And just last one from me, only a quick one from me. Just because I just thought, you know, it's over here it is, Christine. Anyway, yesterday the kids picked up their exam results, you know, their GCSEs, the end of secondary school results and whatever. And, you know, as I always say, because obviously I understand the school is an indoctrination system, but well done to the kids for putting the work in and whatever. But I just thought, you know, from that point of view, I just thought I got to read this story out because it just goes to show. And it's a BBC News article as well. And you've got siblings 10 and 13 enjoy GCSE and A-level success. Two high-flying siblings, aged 10 and 13, celebrating after they aced their GCSE and A-level exams. 10-year-old Ariel from Burton-upon-Trent, Staffordshire, 10 years old, Open to a GCS. It's, by the way, you do your GCSEs at 15, 16, Christine, by the way, usually, right? So she's 10. Opened her GCSE results on Thursday to discover she had scored an 8 in maths and a 9 in chemistry, which equates to an A and an A star, the highest you can get under the previous grading system. It came after her brother, Elias, who was 13, received 3 A stars in his chemistry, maths and physics A levels last week. This is the important bit for anyone who thinks or doesn't understand this system. The pair have been homeschooled since the COVID pandemic by elder sisters Clara and Juliana, who are both studying at university. It just goes on to say that they're going to carry on and do more or whatever. My point is, for anyone who thinks that home education is going to, you know, somehow have a detrimental effect on a child's education, that's just an example. There's far more than that as well. That's the extreme. Obviously, she's 10, you know, and it depends how much work you put into how much you're going to get out. But she goes on to the two elder sisters who home educated them go on to say how fun it was. And, you know, there was no pressure because obviously they could do their learning any time of day. And, you know, it could be in the evening, which is exactly how home education works. And I also just wanted to say as well, for anyone who may not have done very well, is those pieces of paper do not define who you are. And I'll give you an example because they scare these kids. And I even remember being in school myself and they would do it, you know, these GCSEs are going to carry you everywhere. If you fail them, you'll never get a good job. You're never going to do it. You're going to end up working or having a job and being on the dole forever or whatever. They make you scared, right, of an incident to thinking that. When in reality, it's a load of nonsense, right? And I'm not taking any hard work ethic away from children at all. But for the ones who didn't do very well, don't worry. It doesn't define who you are. For example, my father was a teacher and he taught children with special needs and behavioural problems. And he, hardly any of his kids left with a GCSE between them, right? They didn't leave with any qualifications. Yet, a lot of his pupils went on to have successful businesses. They're successful business owners. A lot of them are successful tradesmen, you know, who a lot of them earning far more than those who did come out of there with a piece of paper. So I just want to say to the kids who didn't do very well or failed, don't be disheartened by it because it doesn't define who you are. You can still go on to be very successful to anything that you want to do when you leave school. So I just wanted to give that a little bit of good news. And for people who are sort of on the edge about whether or not they should home educate their children, is a bit of positive, you know, story there to show you that it's actually so doable. And you don't have to do the GCSEs at that age either. You can do, as long as your child is capable, you can do them whenever you want. All you do is you pay per exam and you just go and sit in a college setting and do the exam. You just have to pay for it. And you don't have to do all of them either. So whereas we do all like 10, 12 GCSEs when you're in school, I don't know how many there is now, you have to do all of them. When you're home educated, you just pick the ones you want to do. So yeah, I just wanted to read a bit of a positive note. So now we're going to move on to Christy because I know she's had a really eventful day today. So Chris, before you say what happened today, can you just give us a little bit of background okay. about the case itself?
Okay, so there's been 3 men who've been arrested. It was probably about a month ago now. 3 men were arrested for what was said to be inciting racial hatred through Facebook posts. So 2 of the men have pleaded guilty, and one of the men who I know, he actually pleaded not guilty. So the others, you know, obviously they're going to go straight to prison because they pleaded guilty. But with Jamie Michael, he obviously said he was not guilty. So today they had the court case to decide when his case will be heard. So a little bit of background about Jamie. He's got a partner. He's got 2 children. He's a veteran. So he's fought, you know, in wars. He's been over into other countries and seen things that lots of people just would never, ever want to see. And he's been, you know, they're saying he's a racist, but he's not. He is just being voiced a little bit of concern about the fact that there's a lot of men arriving into the country. and that the men are unvetted. And we know that it is mostly men because it's on the government site that is 75% men, illegals arriving. So he's done a couple of Facebook posts. He'd been arranging like a meeting with people in his local area because he lives in the valleys, to discuss about what's going on. So, yeah, so today was the court case, which was in the Crown Court in Newport. So this article has just come out on Wales Online. They've actually put the wrong court. They said he was in Cardiff Crown Court, which is not true. It was Newport. Yeah, so he has been in prison since he was arrested. And he's never been in prison before, so it's quite a shock.
How long was it? Sorry to interrupt, Chris. How long was he? How long has he been in
prison? I think it probably, I'm just trying to think now. So his post was the 6th of March. So the post they're going off was one from the 6th of, sorry, not March, what am I on about? One was from the 6th of August. So right. He was arrested not long after that. So
a couple of weeks then, really. 2 weeks.
Yeah, so, and there was another post as well. There was two posts. But so he's been held in prison since today, since the court case. And, you know, the judge was saying that she'd been made, she believed, she was made aware that it was for Facebook posts, so there seems to have been some mistake there, because today she was sort of questioning them, you know, saying, you know, I've this came to me that was four Facebook posts, but now is saying that it's two Facebook posts. So this is all over two posts, and the police officer that arrested him wasn't there today, so I don't know what that's all about, but you would think that they would have him there.
Yeah, you
so,
were escaping accountability there, in my opinion. Sorry, Chris, go on.
Definitely. So, yeah, so the judge, it was really difficult to hear them, actually. It was really very difficult. It was like their microphones weren't working or something. But obviously he was behind the sort of glass. He was like in a glass case, like as if he's some big criminal, you know, in the Crown Court. And so she said that it was going to be adjourned until February 2025, and that he's basically being treated guilty until proven innocent, and that if he wanted to plead guilty, obviously he'll get at least 12 months or more anyway, straight away. So he can change his plea, but he's going to stick, as far as I'm aware, he's going to stick with be it saying he's not guilty, because he is not guilty, because he hasn't incited any hatred. He's just voiced concerns. And the two posts that they're talking about, the first one, I don't know. I missed the date, so I'm not sure. But I've seen the one on the 6th of August, and he's doing a video. And he's discussing that they had a meeting, and that it got a little bit rowdy, and people couldn't really hear. And he was doing a video saying, I'm going to arrange another meeting in a couple of weeks, but I don't want anyone to turn up who is looking to incite any violence or to cause any problems. I want a meeting to be able to talk about the agenda, what's behind it, and what we can do about it peacefully. So, and like he said, he did say that, you know, in where he lives in the valleys, there has been some arrived, but he said there's been no problems with them. So there's nothing to worry about at the moment, but in the future there may be, and they need to be aware of that and what they can do about it. So I don't know if they're using that as if what you can do about it, meaning as if like they're going to get a vigilante.
For a later time, yeah.
Yeah. And I'm not sure what the other post is, but I know him, and I know that, you know, he is a really decent guy. Like, he spent the last couple of years, he's got like a clinic in his house where he helps people, you know, with looking after themselves, and he's got all these things. I'm not exactly 100% sure what he does, but it's kind of like, you know, he's looking after people and looking out for their mental health and health. And he's been helping people with like vaccine injuries and stuff like that. he has some sort of clinics. I know when he got arrested, his partner was looking for the people that were booked in because he got a diary, but he hasn't got any of the phone numbers. So she said it's a nightmare. She's trying to cancel people from coming round, you know, and having their appointments, and she can't get hold of people. So, yeah. So
bless him. Do you know what it sounds? It's just, it sounds like, and it's just giving me a bit of a goosebump moment. Again, I was reading this book, and it gives you the 10 points, right? Now, this is from the UN a long time ago, and the Commission of the Committee of 300, Trilateral, Bilderberg, all of this, right? 10 points. So what might mean 25, one of them was the racial, you know, to promote this racial divide and just to make it look like people were being racist. And this just popped into my head as soon as you said it, right? Because I was part of it. And I'm just thinking, are they you? Because what he did there was absolutely, there's no reason for it, especially if he was saying he's not inciting, you know, he doesn't want anyone there because he doesn't want anyone to be violent and whatever. He's doing the opposite of that. So he hasn't done anything wrong there at all. But it looks like they're just going to use him as an example, to make an example to stop other people. Look,
they're always looking for a scapegoat.
Yeah.
Yeah, they've picked a few of the guys, and I think it's because they know that he was gaining a little bit of traction, if that's the right way. You know, he's got about 3,500 followers, and obviously the meetings, you know, that they were obviously watching him and wondering where they were going with this meetings. And, you know, they knew he was going to be able to gather people and kind of like, you know, make some plans to do things, but the plans were not to go out.
They don't want nobody saying anything, so they want to be able to get on with their plan, which has been implemented a long time. And it seems like he's the scapegoat here, and it's just heartbreaking.
It is heartbreaking, and he's definitely a nice man. And, you know, it is completely, it's so crazy to think that a man who has never harmed anyone, he's got two lovely daughters, and he's in prison now. He sat in prison for Facebook posts. It's just bizarre.
So he's in prison now until February, till his case?
Well, he's in prison now. They've said that they'll, you know, obviously they'll call him back now, probably in a couple of weeks, to decide whether he's going to have bail. So he's got to wait now to find out if he can get bail. But his case won't be heard till February, so even if he gets bail, that's a long time to have that on your shoulders. You can imagine how much stress that's going to cause, because
you know what?
He could go back.
What? Go on, Chris. Go on.
Well, I'm just thinking he could go back in February if they let him out, you know, and they could. What if they did charge him? Then he could be going back. Really, it's terrible.
But
it's
I'm thinking if he does get bail, then people have to really rally around and make sure that this goes out and this is where it needs to be, which is out in the mainstream, so people can see what's going on, and hopefully the pressure from the outside will make it so, you know. But I just don't know. But then on the other hand, Ryan, you posted this, Christy, in our group earlier on, and it's just like, so you've got this man who's a veteran as well, isn't he?
He is.
You know, he's fought for his country. He's a loving guy. He's concerned about his country, which we've got genuine imminent danger on us. You know, he really has done all of this sort of stuff. And yet in the Daily Mail then, they've got child rapist is spared jail due to the prison overcrowding crisis, as judge admits it would have been virtually inevitable that you would have gone into custody. So we've got a child rapist who, because the prisons are full, overcrowding, they'd rather have a man in there for writing a Facebook post than a child rapist. This is our justice system, ladies and gentlemen.
You know what this reminds me of? It reminds me of when they tortured Jesus, and they stood him before the crowds of people, and they said either Jesus or Barabbas. And Barabbas was a madman. He was a mass murderer. He was a wild, crazy, insane guy. And the crowd shouted, "Free Barabbas."
I know.
Like, what is wrong with people? Yeah. What the
Yeah. It is like that, except it's not the people, it's the people who are in power doing it, you know, it's their decision.
Exactly.
That's right, it is worrying. And towards the end of the court case, I shouted out, and then I can't believe you're putting this off till February. And I was just like, I can't believe it. You know, that's unbelievable, like crazy. So I got thrown out of the courts. I got thrown out. So I won't be going again, because obviously his family weren't too happy because I shouted out, which is fair enough, because I shouldn't have done that. But I just, honestly,
it doesn't go against him anyway. It would only go against you for contempt. Do you know what I mean? It doesn't go against him. You know, and it's difficult in those situations. It is unbelievable, isn't it? It's like, how is this possible? You know, to not say anything is difficult, you know? So I totally know what you did. But you've been kicked out, you're not allowed to go back.
Trust me. No, so I was kicked out of the court. But I spoke to the guys who were at the door, you know, the ones who do the search and everything, and I told them, I said, I'd been thrown out for shouting out. And they said the judge that he's got is one of the highest ones, oversees all the judges. They said he's got one of the top judges.
That's interesting in itself, Ben. For a case like this, with it over a Facebook post, and they've got the top judge in there.
Yeah. I just say congratulations, Christy. Way to take a stand. I'm proud of you. And I'm sorry you got kicked out. I'm sorry his family may be offended. But you know what? You did the right thing. That emotion comes up. We can no longer be silent. We have to stand and shout. We've got to shout this evil down. And I'm proud that you did it. I just...
Me too. Me too.
Thank you. It comes from my heart. And it just came over me like a wave. I just thought, I cannot believe you're doing this, you know, to such a good person, you know, that you... Oh, I just was so, like, shocked.
That's the bottom line. Yeah. He's an innocent person.
I mean, how many... Can you imagine everyone's Facebook posts? I mean, if you went through... And I'll tell you something before we go, just quickly. I'll try and... But I actually had a Facebook post written about me, because I went to Drag Queen Story Time, and then something else happened, and these guys wrote this post about me, and it went viral. It was shared thousands of times on Facebook and on X. And even on X, there was an MP from Cardiff who commented on it and shared it, like saying I was the most homophobic, disgusting and terrible things about me. I went to the police and I said to them, you're telling me what they've said, you know, is not true. Then you need to go to them and get them to take it down. And do you know what they told me? They said they cannot get involved. They said people can write whatever they want on Facebook, even if it's not true, and there's nothing they can do. And I said to them, like, that this is it's ruining my job. It was causing me terrible problems because I was being painted as homophobic, which is a nightmare, you know, when it's work and stuff. But the police told me they couldn't get involved in a Facebook post. And then I'm sat there listening to that today. I just
But even from that point of view, Chris, that happened to you personally. Do you know what I mean? And you knew there was nothing they could do. And yet here you are sat in a very simple, you're in the same place for the same thing, essentially. Mm-hmm. Do you know what I mean? A Facebook post. And yet this is going on in front of you. Exactly. I don't blame you for getting up and saying something, Lev. I really don't, you know? That there's probably a mixture of a lot of emotions in it. Anger was one of them as well, you know? You went to the police and they said there was nothing they could do, and yet they got this poor bloke up here on a 12-month sentence for a Facebook post.
I know.
When they told you there was nothing they could do, you know? So it just goes to show double, you know, that two-tier policing again, isn't it? So anyway, we're coming up to an hour. So thank you ever so much, ladies. We're going to leave it there. Lou will get this on at some point in the next couple of days. It's been a great show. For anyone who wants to buy us a coffee, please do. libertytactics.co.uk, we'd really appreciate it. Or my blog and my website is exposingthelie.info. You can find Christy on Facebook under Christy Tucker, and you can find Christine on YouTube and Truth Social under Q Team Awesome. So good night and God bless, guys. You want to say good night?
Good night, all. Have a wonderful night. God bless.
Have a great weekend. God bless everyone. Good night.
Good night. Thank you.